Gail Conway has the business news.
Thanks, Maggie. More than 8 out of every 10 Irish investors believe investment in energy transition assets is increasing rapidly. That's according to new research from KPMG, and it compares to 72% globally. 1,400 senior executives from around the world, including 50 from Ireland, were surveyed for KPMG's Energy Transition Investment Outlook report. However, the research also highlights how continued investment could slow down due to regulatory or policy risks. James Delahunt, partner in corporate finance at KPMG, is with us now. James, of the Irish senior executives surveyed, the majority believe there's high confidence and rapidly increasing investment in energy transition ahead of the global figures. So what's going on here to make that happen?
Yeah, thank you very much, Gail. So a number of issues that interestingly came out. Like, ultimately, from an Irish context, we have strong climate targets, which we're aware of, such as the 80% renewable electricity by 2030, and ultimately strong government policy and cross-government, cross-party policy in relation to support for the transition. That, allied with strong corporate decarbonisation targets, has led to strong appetite to invest in both renewable energy capacity, but also resource and energy efficiency and associated infrastructure.
Now, 70% of Irish respondents say their organisations invest in energy transition assets to comply with regulations, compared to 56% globally. And half of the Irish respondents identified regulatory or policy risks as the top barrier to investment. What are the specific challenges that could slow down investment?
Yeah, I think what's important to recognise is when developers or corporates are ultimately investing in the energy transition, time is money and time is risk. So Ireland does have a planning system and a grid consenting system, which ultimately can slow down the acceleration of deployment of energy assets. This ultimately takes longer time and adds risk to investors. That's kind of one ultimately key component, along with having the appropriate investment in grid infrastructure throughout the country, which we're seeing as a key issue at the moment.
Now, 3/4 of Irish investors are still engaging in fossil fuel projects, and only 26% said they're not making new investment in fossil fuel. So how can these figures be improved?
Yeah, so look, I think investors see a role for fossil fuels in an orderly transition. Despite the rapid growth in renewables, I think all credible forecasts see fossil fuels playing a steadily declining yet vitally important role in the energy mix over the next 2 decades. In particular, natural gas remains crucial to energy security. In terms, our expectation is that would steadily decline as the deployment of renewables increases. But we also have to recognise there's also energy demand increase. So as that thermal fleet expires, it either requires reinvestment or more resilience. So you would have seen that in the context that even if you've 80% renewables, there's 20% that needs to be invested in. And when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow, if you don't have long duration energy storage, the fossil fuels will be part of the mix.
And despite a prolonged period of geopolitical volatility and high interest rates, the findings show high confidence in energy transition. What are the main areas you expect to see investment in over the coming year or two?
Yeah, so I think that it'll remain in the context of the core renewable energy generation assets that we'll see in the likes of onshore wind and solar. We're obviously seeing offshore wind being a key period, with which will be part of Ireland's mix, but also on energy efficiency, the likes of HVAC systems, monitoring, reporting, construction, appliances and smart home and building management systems is an area that's an increasing trend.
Okay, so we leave it there this morning. James Delahunt, partner in corporate finance at KPMG.